From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
By 1997, Mary J. Blige was well on her way to solidifying her place among the greatest R&B female artists. She was also well on her way to recovery. She and KC had broken up for good. She was recovering from her addictions and was eager to get back into the studio. This time around, she chose to work with a new group of producers, including the Trackmasters, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, R. Kelly, and Babyface. What was born out of those collaborations was her third studio album called Share My World. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard album chart, again selling 3 million copies. That same year, Mary's performance at the Grammy Awards put to rest all of the talk about her not being a true vocalist. In every artist's career, there's like this defining moment, and that one was Mary's. She performed the song Not Gonna Cry, which was also nominated for a Grammy. This is our celebration of the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, inside the Soul Lounge. 7 days from Mary J. Blige inside the Soul Lounge. In August of 1999, Mary's self-titled fourth album was released. Fans heard a slightly different, more mature sound, one that was inspired by the soulful sounds of the 70s and 80s. Mary became her most nominated album to date. The lead single, produced by Lauryn Hill, who was on fire at the time, remains one of my favorite Mary J. Blige songs. Here is All That I Can Say inside the Soul Lounge.
Thank you. But now I don't.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. The second instance of those two getting together, that was I Used to Love Him. I am the Lady DJ, and this is the Soul Lounge, and this week we are bowing down to the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige. In 2001, Mary met a man named Kendu Isaacs through her friend Queen Latifah. They didn't immediately hit it off. Mary admitted her past hurts made her suspicious of men, but he eventually broke through and won her heart. In interviews, Mary has credited Kendu for saving her life. The drama was over. That same year, on the cusp of love, Mary hooked up with Dr. Dre for her album, No More Drama. This time, the label decided to focus on moving Mary from the bedroom to the dance floor, and their experiment worked. Family Affair became Mary's first number one hit in the U.S., and it remained on top of the charts for 6 weeks. Here she is, inside the Soul Lounge.
Y'all open, now you're floating, so you got to dance for me. Don't need no set your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor.
In the music business, Mary J. Blige has become one of the most successful female artists ever. She's earned 9 Grammys, 30 nominations, and is one of few artists in history to have 8 or more albums reach multi-platinum status. No one would blame Mary if she decided to just take some time off and bask in the glory of her success, but she keeps working, she keeps reaching, she keeps evolving. In 2014, Mary headed over to London, where she worked with young progressive acts like Disclosure, Naughty Boy, Emily Sandé, and Sam Smith. Though not a commercial success, the London Sessions is certainly a solid album and a refreshing change of pace. Now, where Mary goes next remains to be heard, but wherever that may be, I am certain that her fans will be right there with her, and so will we. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ, and it has been my pleasure to share her music with you. And until next week, take care of yourselves and each other.
Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone? When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy. 2 times a day. Why would I spend the rest of this week so bitter? And all that listening is making you bitter too. When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. Blocking all my calls. is unhappy. Why would I spend the rest of this year alone when I can go therapy?